or when you say I don't have something, you might say that there's not any of it, or I am without.
I'm out.
Or could you say without?
Huh?
Without, or?
I'm out of that.
I
whatever
see.
It is, yes, sir.
Would you ever say, he's without a ride or something?
Ride or control
with.
According to what you're
talking
about.
I see. And, or could you say, I want my coffee and I want to put some milk in it, so I'll have coffee.
And cream.
Or with.
With cream.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
And when you say somebody's coming at me, you could say, well, he's coming.
The warden.
And when you met somebody, you know, and you're like you're walking down the road and they're coming the other way, and you say, well, I met somebody, I met. Or could you say I ran across him, or?
No, we didn't run across him. We we just met each other then.
What would you say if you ran across somebody? Just
well, if you'd run down, run somebody down and gone over,
I see.
You'd run across them.
I see. And when you when you've got
they do say I run across so and so at a certain place, but you don't never run across.
I know
somebody.
That's true. And when you, like if you were naming your son after your husband or something, you'd say, we named the child?
Junior.
Or?
Junior after his name.
Okay, would you say for him or after something?
After.
Have you ever heard of the expression of drinking coffee without sugar or milk? Have you ever heard of an expression for that? Like drinking coffee barefoot?
Yeah, I've heard that.
That's around here?
I've heard him say I drink coffee plain.
Plain or black or barefoot? I see. Now, let me see.
Drink it black, you drink it plain, and I never heard him say barefoot, but I did the other two.
You never heard him say
drink it? No, I never heard him say to drink it barefoot.
I see.
Plain or black.
Did you ever hear him say drinking coffee barefoot? I just wondered, I think it's a real, it's a not very well known expression. When you're talking, when you say, when you wanted some, like if you wanted a thing of apples and somebody said, well, I'll give you some apples, and then he didn't ever give you some, you could say, he didn't give me
that apple.
Okay. Or when you say that somebody gives you something to eat, it really tastes bad, you said, I didn't like it at all.
I didn't like it at all.
Or would you say, no ways, or?
It wasn't good. That apple wasn't good.
When would you use a word like no ways?
I don't know.
I didn't go there. I just wondered if there was a special way to use it or something. Let me see.
I guess if you run up the place and couldn't get out, there's no way out.
I see. When you're talking about a couple of people and, you and somebody else are going to go do something, you'll say, well, we're going to go do something, and then you talk about the two of you. You said you might say both.
Both of us. Sir.
Or would you say all two of us or something?
No, I would say all two of us.
Just both of us.
Just both of us.
Or you'd say if you're talking to somebody, you'd say
me and you.
I see. Or when you talk about somebody, you said
you and me.
Or him? Wouldn't you talk about him or
him?
Or
us?
I see. Him and me or something.
Him. Yeah.
Or that we're coming over, and you'd say,
him and I are coming over.
I see. And when you're saying something like, well, she's not as tall as I am, or what?
Not as tall as I am.
Or as I be, or?
But you might be tall, and then you might be low. We don't know whether
to
be. She's not as tall as I am.
I see.